Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Or good morning. Evening, depending where you are.
Good morning. Nice to have some laughter.
Okay, let's, and it's daylight savings time here, so we're all up an hour earlier. Okay, yeah. So let's go ahead and move to our stuff today. I've been reading the emails, and I kind of think I have a sense of where everybody is who wrote to me. And I've been looking at what we're going to do today, and I'm going to do my best to cover both. So let's see what everyone's got in mind. We're in the Dolphin Weekend, so let's go ahead and start with that. Everyone take a deep breath. And that means when you inhale, bring the air all the way down to your belly. Like kind of go to where your belly button is and let that expand out. When you exhale, pull your belly into your spine. Take a little moment to have no air. I mean, don't faint, but give yourself a little bit of moment there. Sometimes a lot of insight happens between the in and the out breath. Just before you make your next inhale, pay attention to that. Okay, very good. So let's begin with dolphin essential energy. So some of you know, not everybody knows that I have been connected to essential dolphin energy for a long time, and I don't know what else to call it. So that's what I call it, and it began this way. I had an energy that always visited me when I was really young. I mean, we're talking under the age of 6. And it was beautiful and it was playful and it kept me in play and it kept me safe from a rather difficult home environment, as many of you can relate to. And one day my father took me out on a boat. And I saw a dolphin, and I immediately recognized that energy was the same energy. And I got to play in the water and splash around. And when that dolphin looked me in the eye, I knew that the energy was connected somehow to that dolphin and the play of the dolphin and the intelligence of a dolphin. So now, over the years, I've had some really remarkable experiences with dolphins. And I love them. I love them, but I've never forgotten that there's an essential realm where this energy comes from. And just like dolphins are playful and amazing, and really that energy, that essential energy runs between source and the universe. It's one of the grid animals that we work with, or mammals that we work with. I've never forgotten that it's the source, that essential energy that I'm working with. And although it expresses in dolphins, there's an essential quality to that energy that I saw that day that is not in every single dolphin. You can do the same thing to a human that you do to a dolphin as you do to a human. You can put them in a certain environment of stress and they lose their connection. And I really noticed that this past year. And it's also true with people. We lose our essential source connection, and that wraps us up into all kinds of issues. And we can get so lost, we forgot our way home. And that's really, if there's an essential part of real spiritual work, it's getting everybody home. It's getting everybody into their core. It's getting everyone into their empowerment. It's getting everyone to recognize their innate wisdom. It's getting everyone to understand self-acceptance and self-love. And that's what I do. So take a deep breath and let's bring in more dolphin energy, essential dolphin energy, and let that play and flow through you. Very good. There's a healing component to this energy this morning, and because we're doing some heavy lifting this morning, and so you might feel that. So just allow that lightness, that innocence, the playfulness, if it's there for you. But if you feel more of a sacred alignment, I call it, I'm not sure celestial is the best word for it, but it's the best word I know for the other energies that accompany the dolphin essential energies. It feels pure. We allow that to flow now, right down your core. And so I'm going to work on interference patterns on anyone and everyone who's on the call now or in the future. And here we go. What's an interference pattern? So that's anything from parasite to energetic interferences. And we can begin the ease of unlocking our own ways that we self-destruct. Very good. Everyone's lining up. Now you might want to have some water handy today, especially if you were on the call yesterday, because we did a medical intuitive call yesterday. There's a lot of energy got moved. So you might want to just keep hydrating. All right. So I had a question about being involved in multiple programs at the same time. My programs, it's not a problem because it's the same energy that I'm using. No matter what the subject is, I'm using essentially the same energy. And some programs don't actually connect to source. They're collecting to other realms. And is that a problem for you? Well, it depends. It just depends on who you are and what's going on with you. It may actually be perfect. And it may be that someone is speaking from a collective consciousness that goes to something within you. I am a clear channel, and I have always been that. Now, I don't always say that, but that's where I go. That's why I can do so many programs, and that's why I can watch them get copied. So everyone take a deep breath once again. And that's a gift in itself. And I am humbled by that truth. Now, how do we get you clear? How do we get you connected? And that's my job. That's my job. Running energy through the whole group, in and out, separating, aligning. There we go. All right, very good. So there's a level of lifting happening now for everyone. We're just going to let that happen. And that's a lifting up and out of a density. Now, when we're connected to source, that is where we're able to really get rid of some of these patterns and behaviors that we're stuck in. That's where we're able to identify where we've stepped outside the boundaries of our most empowered and loving state. So that's why having a practice daily 3 times a week is going to make a big difference in your life, where you just get to practice being in that place. Now, some of you have never actually felt being in that place. Not many, but a few. And if that's the truth, then you want to keep yourself aligned. I am body, mind, and spirit, aligned to highest and best good. That's a simple statement of alignment. And you allow. Now, what is allowing? Allowing is recognizing that there's an energy greater than yourself at work in this, greater than the ego mind, which isn't necessarily a bad thing sometimes, but it's bigger than this other. It's more intelligent. It has the big picture, where from our perspective, we don't see the big picture as well in our human existence. Now, we can go to what we used to call the watchtower position, where we're way up in a higher dimension. We're able to see things in a more detached way, a more neutral way. Take a deep breath. So it wasn't that long ago that we used to teach people to lift up out of their body to get to that. Now, these days, we're more and more teaching to stay in the body because it's so easy to get knocked out of your body now. And that works very well. And it also doesn't split you from your body in your physical. Take a deep breath. And that's why I work with core. When you're in your core and you're in your center, you're able to get that same knowing. But you haven't left your body. And if you're not in your body, who is? Because something will be in your body. You can protect it and you can do all this stuff, but we want your body aligned. So some of you are not grounded. We'll just go ahead and ground everyone. Going to the core and up. All right, more dolphin energy is coming in now. Remember to breathe. Okay. Deeper connections are happening. Strengthening body, mind, and spirit. Strengthen everyone to attachments, interference. So today we're going to work on a collective, the collective debts. Now, what is the collective? So I'm going to use it in a general term, and you can see it where you feel that it's the stickiest during this call. It can be a family dynamic. It can be your community. It could be the country you live in, the country you used to live in. It could be a global. I see collective issues go all the way into galactic planes. Now, why is that? Because we're projecting and seeing a lot of stuff out there, and people are bringing it in, and everyone's starting to believe it. And the more we believe it, the more we fund it. And that's very important, because anything that you're bothering to believe, you are funding. You are funding it with your energy and your essence. So in many spiritual practices, we go to, we don't believe anything, we just align, and we let the next step be the next step. So if you're ready for that, take a deep breath, and let's strengthen you to the beliefs that you held and inherited. The fears you believe and inherited. Okay, so I want everyone to drop to their heart. And if you've worked with me building a sanctuary in your heart, please go ahead and do that now. If you feel really closed in the heart and you don't want to work with your heart right now, I want you to create a safe space about a foot in front of you. And everything we bring into the heart, you can bring into that space. And what it does is give you a little more space to clear before it gets closer to your energy center. And then it can come in. There's no right or wrong here. Each one works. In our world, we're looking at what strengthens us, what keeps us in alignment, and when we're out of alignment, how fast can we come back? There we go. Very good. I want you to be resilient. I want you to allow the part of yourself that notices that you're out to come back immediately. So all the places where you're out of alignment, let's start generally. Let's bring those into our heart. All the soul fractal pieces that are out in any way, and let's love those pieces and allow them to come in. All the places you have inadvertently or intentionally, knowing or unknowingly, funded something you do not believe in or don't wish to participate in, let's bring that back to you now into your heart. I see a lot of people beginning to smile because what does this mean? This means the belief in debt. It could mean that the neighborhood you live in isn't so important to you anymore. It could mean that keeping up with your next door neighbor in America, we used to call that keeping up with the Joneses, being able to buy as much as our neighbor bought. Are you on a consumer hamster wheel? Are you feeling like you just have to have these things because your identity is connected to it? Let's love that part of yourself that's confused about what an identity is. The most precious identity you have is your alignment. Because that's who you are. So we are very creative people and we lose ourselves in so many ways. So all the parts of yourself that went on these scavenger hunts with your finances and careers and things, let's allow those parts to come back and let's love them whole. Allow the unconditional love, which you can get to by remembering what it feels like to be in nature. You can think of a flower. You can think of how you felt when you first looked into a child's eyes. I want you to get to that feeling. Let's bring that in for everyone. There's a couple more interference patterns going collectively. Just stay in your center. And the first one we're dealing with is people being in doubt of you and wishing bad things for you. People do this to each other all the time. And there's a lot of family competition. Who's going to be the richest? Who's going to be the most successful? And all the subtle ways we speak to each other that do not encourage someone to return to their center or do who they are, be who they are within their authentic alignment. Okay, good. Very good. Okay. Now I want to go through impulses. All the times we've impulsively purchased, hoping to get something we didn't. Have you ever purchased something thinking it would be one thing and it turned out to be another? Let's go ahead and love those parts that felt that way. Very good. Very good. So let's also go in to, so we have a fear-based world. Probably everybody knows this, but I want you to understand that in every moment and in every breath, we're choosing to live or die. We're choosing love or fear. We're choosing self-care or we're not. So take a deep breath on that one. Okay, good. Now, don't breathe so much you get dizzy and pass out, okay? So make sure you're actually being in your flow of your breath. All right, so I know we're going to be talking about things that have frightened us before. So all the times that we froze ourselves, all the places within our quantum field that we froze because something scared us and we were unable to think, act, or receive. So let's go into all of those patterns and delete those now, zero minus infinity. And let's reset. Oh, good. Very good. So we're going through all the cells, then we're going to go up through the atoms, the molecules, all of it, all the way up and all the way down, all the way up to your skin, all the way down. We're going to run it through the nervous system. Relax the vagus nerve. Okay, nice. So some of you are beating yourself up for impulsive purchases you have made and that now you have to pay for. So let's go ahead and bring in those parts that are still beating yourself up for what you did yesterday or the day before or 20 minutes ago. Let's go ahead and love those parts. Good. Very good. All right. Now, when we start streaming the unconditional love, that fractal piece begins to soften. And when it softens, it's beginning to sync up with our soul. And when it, and so you might feel like a softening. And then it just comes in. It wants to go home. And home is your core. Home is where your soul resides. And if your soul is not in your body, let's get it there. Okay, deep breath. Very good, very good. Okay, now let's discuss all of our collective parts, our parts of ourselves that are plugged in to the money, debt, matrix stuff. Okay, so that is a credit card offer comes in your mailbox and you jump and feel fabulous because you were just chosen to receive this nice opportunity to be in terrible debt with high interest rate. Now, there's a difference between a loan and a credit card debt. A credit card should be an opportunity. And certainly people get into debt with them all the time. I think the maximum interest rate in the US right now is 25%. So you can see in your centered state, in the part that remembers how to do math, that you know, you're what you're signing on for. Now, is it always bad to sign on for something? Well, we don't want to think in those terms. We want to think of, are we weak or strong for this? Is this our best choice? And so when we go into our centered state, what is the best choice for me to say yes or no? Am I weak or strong to this? Take a deep breath. Let go. And who are you asking? What part of yourself? We have all these operations all over the place. And probably the most restrictive answer you're ever going to get is from your gut. And you probably can't go wrong with that. You might miss a couple opportunities here or there, but your gut, if your gut says no, it's probably a no. Now, if you get a higher self that you absolutely know you're connected and you're hearing the voice of your truth and it says, this time, this is what we need to do, then you've got that answer. Take a deep breath. So all the places that you're plugged in, remember the tree exercise we did in an earlier call. I want you to see yourself sitting next to a tree or a tree and bring in, go ahead and bring in your limbs all the way to your core. Very good. Okay, strengthen, align. Okay, everyone got a little taller there. All right, so let's do another round. The places that we let other people identify who and what we can be and what we are limited to. Let's bring those in. These are almost always connected to people. With those people that we are connected that way, that we feel less than ourselves, let's go ahead and I will align those people for you with their higher selves. Just go ahead and bring your energy back. So you're going to feel like you're betraying someone. You might feel sad. You might feel a loss. But when you integrate it, you're going to feel free. So let's go ahead and bring these parts back. Okay, so I want to talk about sales and all the things we respond to impulsively. So what is a good sales job? If you're selling, what makes that work? Well, you may be one of those amazing salespeople, and there are many who are very clean with what they do. And then you also may have been noticed that you have purchased things that you really had no business purchasing. And so what we see, and we're not going to call it good or bad or evil or any of this stuff, but we see people who know how to use their voice in such a way that you trust more. You trust beyond your experience with them. You believe more beyond your experience with them. And they are, they're working on your fear oftentimes and your pain. So let's go ahead and love the parts that are susceptible to when a pain button gets pushed, you start buying stuff. Let's go ahead and love that part. There's also illusions and delusions and this sort of thing. But you see people put up, this is something I recently learned, by the way, where they could put up a certain mirror so all the amazing things you think about that you ever wanted to be would be projected on them. But the terrible ways that you've ever felt about yourself come to the surface. Now, let's go ahead and delete anywhere that's ever happened to you, where there's a disillusionment, projection, maybe a fraudulent energy exchange, and just delete that. And all the places that you've been conned that way, go ahead and bring those in. All the soul fractal pieces that feel embarrassed and upset. If you're listening to someone and you suddenly feel terrible about yourself, pay attention. So let's love that part of yourself that may have been conned or confused and caused you to spend money. And here's another way that people spend money that maybe they don't intend to, and that's when they feel that they have been, that they feel sorry for somebody. They feel sorry for somebody. They have a deep sympathy for someone. I have done this myself where someone's story was so compelling, I did kind of semi-silly things. So let's go ahead. And I'm not susceptible to that anymore, by the way. So how we do this is we look for all the places we're sympathetic to our detriment and to their detriment, because their source is the same source as you. If you can look at everyone as just as empowered as you are, bring all those parts home that feel like someone can't float without you. Very good. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't give to charity or assist someone in a time of need. I'm not saying that at all. But you'll know. If you're aligned deeply within yourself, you're going to know the right choice for you and what is giving and where a deception or a codependence has developed. I mean, we see this with very wealthy children sometimes. The very wealthy children sometimes have they actually don't really develop a sense of themselves. They're always told, no matter what they do, it's always amazing. which is often true, but there's also time to be for some reflection so they grow. But if money is easy, there's often less growth. So if you don't have money, you have an opportunity for growth. So pat yourself on the back for that, and let's just love those parts that are beating yourself up. So sometimes we use our indebtedness as an excuse to beat ourselves up. Let's love all those times we ever did that. I'm going to say something a little provocative. So I want you to consider that this is not a personal thing for you, but a pattern that we can clear. Sometimes I've worked with people who've had gone through terrible circumstances in their life, just terrible. And they will not let go of that pattern. They will not love it whole. Because once you get under all the victim stuff, once you get deeply in there, they're angry and they want attention. And that part of themselves needs to be heard and expressed. Some part of themselves is not willing to integrate yet because it has a story to tell, and it has, and that's fabulous. We can integrate that. But if that story means that someone else must say they're sorry or they must get it, then we need to also align that. So a lot of people get in debt because they're stuck in that's not fair. They stop making money because they're still stuck on an incident 5 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. It happens. I've seen it subtly happen with me too. And here's how you get out of it. We align. First, we align and we invite in the part of ourselves that is still stuck to the story and the debt from long ago. And let's bring those fractal pieces into our hearts or just outside ourselves. You can make any choice you want, but you want it there. All the fractal pieces ready to integrate now that are just angry. They were never heard or something was not rectified. And we see this in not all cultures are like this. Some people live in a culture where they just move on. But we don't usually see that in North America. So let's go ahead and bring in the parts of ourselves that want something rectified. And they are mad and someone should pay or say they're sorry or recognize what happened to you. Okay, let's bring it in. Okay, I'm seeing some very sad energies showing up, and that's fabulous. Let's love them. So earlier I said every choice is to be in love or fear, or to live or to die. We're either dying a little bit by something we're holding on to, or we're living a little bit more. You know, we're funding one side or the other. We're funding our life or we're funding our death. We're funding our prosperity or we're funding our debt. We're putting our energy there. And for every fractal piece out there, there was an investment that has been made with your energy. And some of these investments are very expensive. They're not paying off for you. They're not. They're keeping you split. So if we allow and decide and bring those parts home and integrate them, we become immediately more empowered and aligned, and we're able to get all the things we think that we want. So we're streaming the unconditional love into our parts that just haven't quite let go, that are still funding those old activities. So did an inheritance go awry? Did a judgment against you go a funny direction with child support? Does someone owe you that never paid? Are you still mad at them? And even, or are you mad at yourself? Have you forgiven that part of you that got entangled that way? Just go ahead and bring those parts home. I have a relative who went through quite a bit of abuse and difficulty. And what happened with her, I watched this over and over, she wouldn't quite go completely aligned. She would go into what was good or bad, and if someone had harmed her or who wouldn't. She couldn't quite get out of that. So she would move to, I'm taking care of myself now, so I'm rejecting this, this, and this. And sometimes what she would reject actually might have been good for her, but she'd had so much abuse that she didn't know how to discern what it was. And she had been mad at God, I swear, since birth. She had been so angry that she was not able to connect in that way. She was willing to talk to spiritual guides. She was willing to talk to the dead people. She was willing to talk to all kinds of energies, but she was not able to completely align to her source of life. But she got very, very good at choosing and saying no. So I want you to take that next step. I don't want you to just be stuck where my relative got stuck. I want you to be able to go all the way to source. A very highly intuitive, amazing woman missed out on some amazing living because she was having a war with God for abandoning her. So all the parts of yourself that are still at war, or one more part of yourself that's ready to forgive. And what does that mean? We all got a mailing on it. For me, forgiveness is we are aligning. It's the sacred thing we do with ourselves. It has nothing to do with the other person. Go ahead and bring these parts in. When I was very young, I read Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning, an amazing book. We wouldn't call it an uplifting book until the end, but it's a very, very deep understanding of how we stay happy and healthy and alive. Viktor Frankl was in a concentration camp, and he was one of the few survivors, and he went through how he became resilient, how people fell apart, and what was common with them and what happened with him. And this book really assisted me because I was also beginning to fall into, I was in college, this part of myself that felt that my burdens were heavier than anyone else's. And I had to work so much harder than everyone else. So take a deep breath. All the parts of yourself that feel they have to pedal 5 times faster than everyone else to get somewhere, please invite them in. And as we invite them in, let's dream unconditional love. God or the universe or source doesn't care about your war with it. It's just going to stream love. You're allowed to twist yourself up and break yourself apart 1,000 different ways, millions of ways. It's completely your choice. This is how we see free will. But that stream into us is unconditional and it continues. It doesn't stop. The only thing you get to do is to decide how much you're going to accept. And what will you do to align back to it? So if you're mad at God, you can't go all the way. So if you're mad at God, you can do a lot, but you can't go all the way. And I've never met anyone who wasn't a little mad at the universe. So let's go ahead and bring in all those parts that are ready to integrate. To feel like it was unfair. That your burden is heavier than you want to carry. That's embarrassed, ashamed. Big breath. So I want to talk about, we talked about what do we fund, where do we put our energy. I want to talk about what an asset is. And so for your discernment, we want to strengthen an asset, a financial asset. Your alignment is the biggest asset you have. It's the most amazing one. It's the one you want to care for the most. It's the most important thing. So that's why a bit of a daily practice is important, or at least 3 times a week, try to do something where you're going in, you're strengthening your core. When people are really in huge spiritual work and they're really going through an ascension process, I generally see them strengthening their core all day long. All day long, they're doing this. You're strengthening it. They're getting to know that. And you may as well be doing that rather than fretting. Because if you're fretting or upset or spending a lot of time waving flags for the world to see, you know, I do see this sometimes. I see people, friends of mine, go on like social media and just go crazy with all their problems. Now, I wonder if they realize that if they had just decided to take that same amount of energy they spent doing that and loving themselves, bringing the parts in that feel desperate and needing help, and aligned first, if their answer would have happened sooner. I recently spoke to a friend who's always in dire circumstances. There's always a dire circumstance. And I know why. She's had a lot of patterns in her life she's just not quite ready to let go of. So she was in terrible state with her money, and she needed an immediate thing. And I asked her, well, what are you going to do? And she said, I don't know. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. And I just listened and I said, well, maybe you want to align. And she decided that meant she would pray. So what she did is she prayed. And the next morning she told me, the next morning she said, it worked. I prayed. And I said, but this is what you did. What you did is you let go of all of the outside circumstances. You went to your center. And you let go. You turned things over to a higher power. And that's the same thing we do when we align. We let go of all of the energy we're funding going in other directions. Now, some of that, you know, when we're children, we learn that that works. And when we're very attractive young adults, it works pretty well, too. But a certain part in our life, we do need to fund ourselves. We do need to do that first. And we need to expand ourselves. I need to do this now. So if some of you are close to retirement, you're a little freaked out about that. First of all, the world is trying to scare you about retirement. And so you need to get a really good example of an amazing retirement. That's the first thing. And then all the parts of yourself that believe you need to fall apart financially, mentally, and physically, go ahead and love those parts and let's detach them. We do need to be smart. We want to set money aside. We want to have this. We want to have that. We want to have assets working in our favor. So So everyone right now, let's ask the universe to show us how to get the assets to work in our favor. Show us how. Take a deep breath. So I want you to look up, be your tall tree. Look up energetically. You don't have to lift your head. And horizontally request. Good. When your house is burning down, and that's what I'm going to call this part of ourselves where it just feels like things are just terrible, there's a couple ways, you know, that we can take care of the situation. When the debt is that big, we can plug the hole, we can stop the debt, we can consolidate, go to lenders, figure out what's going on. Doing a little energy work before that is a grand idea. For those of you who are getting ready to do that with judgments, legal matters. Let's go ahead and bring energy in for you for this. And almost all the time, there's something stuck under that emotionally. I think some of you are trying to reclaim property. Some of you are trying to renegotiate debts. I want to go into that part of you that's just angry that this has happened or embarrassed that this has happened or needs somebody to pay first. And if you dig deep enough, you'll probably find some parts of yourself there. Bring those in into your heart. Let's integrate those. Okay, so let's talk about cars. If you buy a car and it works for you, that's great. Some places cars are identities and other places they are vehicles. What is it for you? And if it's causing you debt stress, I want you to consider that before you buy another car. Are you identified? Is your world about your car? Now, if you're an Uber driver, your car is an asset. And I've met an awful lot of Uber drivers who are just getting, but they decided to do this just to get things rolling for themselves. And sometimes we buy things because we think that's our identity. We covered that earlier, but I want you to go a little deeper for all the things you're purchasing now impulsively that you don't need. And this is worth looking at because If you really look at our consumerism, it's really increased. Maybe you have to be a certain age to know this, but there was a time when I was a teenager and a single parent that when I baked a potato with aluminum foil, I saved that foil because it was so expensive. I washed it and reused it. I mean, nobody does that. But, you know, these are some of the things that you can do to start letting that the bleed of too much debt shift. Do what you can that way. The universe will notice that you're plugging up the hole of debt or purchasing things that really don't matter to you. I've met women who really did not make very much income, who put their kids in college and did their entire college, but they never bought new clothes for their children. They just went to great thrift stores. And what did they get out of it? They did amazing things with this. I know people who never buy a new book. I know many people who have figured out how to, and this is their way of demonstrating how to leave the consumer society. Now, am I saying you all should do this? No, absolutely not. I'm just giving you ways that if you need to, you can relook at what you think you must have. Take a deep breath. And let's bring in all the parts of yourself that are thinking things are must-haves when maybe they're really not. If you see a beautiful dress and it makes you feel like $1 million, give yourself 24 hours to cool off over it. If it's way out of your budget, if it's in your budget, it may be an asset to you, although it's generally not a financial asset. That might make you do really well in job interviews or your sales calls that you make. So I want you just to get a little more discerning on what you fund. If your self-esteem is really, really needing repair, needing to be shored up, you may be buying different things than somebody else. Big breath, but give yourself 24 hours. Generally, a sale that somebody's needing you to participate in is not so amazing, you know, isn't so demanding that you can't give yourself 24 hours. Okay. Just going over my notes. All right. Okay, so we have developed a bit of a collective comfort to debt. There were some generations that would never be in debt for anything. And consumerism has made it so it's been good and it's been bad. It's allowed people to be homeowners that never would be, and that's been turned out to be an asset for many people. Not all the time, that depends, but it's generally an asset or often an asset. Once for me, it was not an asset. That was when interest rates were pretty outrageous on homes. Haven't been in a while though, so take a deep breath. And all the times that something did not turn out in your favor, and you're kind of mad about your unluckiness or your choice, and it made you distrust yourself. All the parts of yourself that disintegrated, please bring those into your heart, and let's go ahead and love those parts. I was never really afraid of entities. I mean, occasionally I'd get, you know, the little terrible shiver, but it's not really been a big fear of mine. And why? I think partly it's because even though I know it can be destructive, I know this more than anything. I know that if I empower an entity through my fear, I've just lost my ability to deal with it. So I think I was like 16, and I knew that if I saw something out of the corner of my eye, that would be a little scary. I'm better off turning around, facing it, and laughing at it, which almost always meant it would leave, and or sending it love, whatever I was compelled to do with that. And I remember one of the Harry Potter movies. I don't know if you're a Harry Potter fan, but if you ever watch the movie, at one time there's a course where they laugh at their biggest fear and they have to make it silly. And this is what I want you to do too, because I know some of you are very afraid of the big debt machine. and a big collective energy that's plugging people into a certain way. Energies come in, when people make up big overall giant machines of energy. I'm going to call them machines of energy just to try to take some life out of it for you. Other entities will come in to kind of be there and play with it. And so I just heard someone say, yes, I knew it. So yes, that is true. That's absolutely true. But I don't want you to be afraid of it. I want you to stay centered. I want you to stay strong. I want you just to disentangle anything that's bothering you about it. So let's see if we can dismantle some of this for some of us that are really, really, really deep. We did this earlier. I'm just going to take this a deeper step for all the disentangled parts that need to come apart. So let's do that. Let's take it out of your mortgage. Let's take it out of judgments. Let's take it out of papers. When we did numbers and words, we wrote these beautiful energies in the numbers and the words. And I want you to do that to any contract you have or about to sign, all of your bill statements that come in. I'll say that again. Do that to all your bill statements that come in on a computer or in your mail. And I want you to do this because I want you to get to blessing what's going on with you. You don't have to empower it more, but you need to get neutral to it. So I want you to notice every reaction you have to any debt that comes up. I want you to bring that in and neutralize it. So all the parts of you that are just heart sick about debt, please bring that in now and let's love that part. And I will assist you in disentangling all the places. If there's a time, space, or dimension that you are afraid you're going back to, please bring that into your heart. Some of you have habits of begging or being going into like a pathetic request. I want you to bring those parts into your heart and let's love those parts. Okay, I see quite a bit syncing up now. Now, when things begin to sync up, they're very close to getting synthesized. So anything that's not completely synthesized or completely 100% at the end of the call, just allow the love to continue to flow. Some of you might feel energies that are a little stuck, and then love the part that's stuck and keep integrating. So all the parts and time, spaces and dimensions, you've ever been a beast of burden for a system you didn't believe in or wanted to escape, I'd like you to bring those aspects into your heart and let's go ahead and begin integrate them. $50 million pieces are coming back now. Let's allow the unconditional love to bring them in to help strengthen us. all the ways that our debt is a illusion or delusion for us. Let's go ahead and bring those parts in. Those who feel the heaviness of debt, I'd like you to bring the heaviness into your heart now. And let's go ahead and love that. Love that part that's just overwhelmed by it. Someone wrote in to me and said they couldn't feel any change. And I want to say something to that. Anytime you integrate, you have just changed. You've just shifted. Anytime you have been that magnificent creator that you are and decided to live rather than die, you decided to fund your aligned life rather than not. Because anytime you disintegrate, you've defunded yourself in a certain way. So we want to bring that part back. You've shifted. You've changed. So let's go ahead and strengthen all the parts of yourself that are disappointed in the change and love those. Any inhibition to feeling gratitude, let's bring that in. Or any where that your perception is caught up in something else, where you're not allowed to see the beauty of your shift. Go ahead and bring those parts in, everyone. Let's stream the unconditional love. Okay, the part of you that does not allow yourself to allow or receive, and that might be, I think that's generally a split in people where they're not able to see who they truly are. There's viewing it from a place that isn't able to see. So let's go ahead and bring in any part of ourselves that is not aligned with our truth and interferes with our allowing and receiving of goodness, light, and love. Unconditional love is beauty. Unconditional love is total acceptance. And the part of yourself that is starving for self-acceptance, let's bring that part in. And love her or him. part that feels indebted to another, I want you to bring that part in and let's love it. So years ago in the New Age world, there was like a thing where everybody was supposed to quit their jobs and go find their purpose, do what made them feel good. And I watched an awful lot of people go into some pretty deep debt and disappointment and disillusionment about this. Take a breath. If you were one of those people that jumped off a cliff and didn't quite have your wings attached yet, let's go ahead and love those parts. Let's love the part that was willing to have that much faith and the part that feels terrible that you went into a deep, deep debt with it. For those of you sobbing about that, let's love that part that's feeling sad. And let's love that innocent part that went out that way. Am I saying you should never jump off a cliff? Nope. I'm just saying you want to be aligned. You want to make sure you've got your wings. You know what's going to happen. Take a deep breath. Okay. The debt, the credit card, the mortgage, checking, a lot of people are much stronger with that. So there are some ancestral and family issues for some of you still with debt. Where, you know, if you're married, maybe your spouse isn't very good at money, or maybe you're the one that's getting the blame all the time. Let's go ahead and bring all those parts that feel wounded by this and stuck and trapped. If you feel tethered to an old position financially, like I was when I was a teenager, I was on public assistance. I freed myself of that. It never even occurs to me that that might happen to me again. I was in terrible debt when I was a student. It doesn't even occur to me that that might happen again. Occasionally, I think of that sad person that was there and a happy person and the person I was then, and I love her a little bit more. I bring a little bit more of myself back, and I invite you to do that now. Those of you who freed yourself that are fearful of going back, this is what I want you to do. I actually do want you to go back, and I want you to get the parts of yourself that are still resonating there. Because the parts of yourself that are resonating there, those are the ones in fear that can pull you back because they don't know any better. They're still stuck there. That's a place that you are unable to bring back yet, and you're still funding it. So the way to defund that is to bring it back into your heart. We could say it's a poor investment to fund the past like that. if we have a very strong mental state, we may think that way. But let's have a very strong loving state and bring these parts back. Aligning the body, mind, and spirit. Strengthening everyone's core for very fast integration. So some of you wrote to me about assets that you have that you're not marketing. So anything you market, you're funding, right? Because you're putting energy into it. So this is how, so it's like you wrote a book and you're not marketing it. You started a business, but you're not doing anything with it. So let's align yourself to that. Let's put within your, strengthen yourself 100% infinite potential to your alignment with this thing you want to market. Maybe you don't have anything. Maybe it's just you. So it's 100% infinite potential. Strengthen your marketing. Strengthen your ability to speak about yourself. Strengthen your voice in the world to be heard. So immediately I felt quite a few of you being sad about your voice that wasn't heard. So let's go ahead and bring that in and let's love this part. 100% infinite potential. 100% unconditional love for this part of ourselves that's ready to integrate. Take a deep breath, keep loving. And at this point, I'd like to you to bring in all the parts of yourself that are ready for integration. All right, I'm bringing in a violet ultra crystal light. Sorry, I said that wrong. A crystal light with ultraviolet energy in it for everyone, just to strengthen some of these assimilations. 100% infinite potential. Very good. Whew, we got a lot of energy going here. All right, everyone. You might want to take a minute and run to the restroom if you need to. Grab some tea or water. And I'm going to go to questions. And I have a request. It's star 2 to put your hand up. If you have talked to me on the Abundance Playground call before, and on one of our previous calls in the Abundance Playground, I ask you to not put your hand up to give someone else an opportunity. It's fine if you talked to me yesterday on another, on a medical intuitive or something, but if you, for this program, if you've spoken to me before, I'd like you to give someone else a chance. Okay, so star 2, and I'm going to take a sip of water and go get hooked up to a caller. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm in this timeless state for a while here. Okay. So we're going to take area code 970. Hello.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. Who is this?
It's Ayla.
Hi, Ayla. How are you?
I'm good. Just trying to come back now from all that magic.
Yeah, it was
oh
a
my
lot.
God.
Okay, that's fine. Give yourself a
wow.
second.
Okay, well, I'll try and make this really succinct. I am going through another breakup. Would love your support.
Okay.
He said that we're not compatible, but mm-hmm. it's because he's a Christian and I'm not. I'm into energy work like this, and he doesn't want anything to do with it. And I think he's just really confused because we have an amazing connection, but he just turned it all off. So I think that kind of sticks with, like, the theme of what we're doing today.
Okay.
But just wondering if you could help me on this level, please.
Okay. Well,
I love him. I'd want to marry him, so I don't know.
Okay.
And it shut off my, like, financial flow.
Yeah, because your energy drops, right? So it's hard to have a strong flow that way. So go ahead and bring in the parts of yourself that really want to marry this man who has said he doesn't want to marry you. And let's love these parts. Okay, so the part of yourself that kind of burns down the house when this happens. So your financial flow stops when you feel this loss or abandonment. Let's go ahead and love the part that feels loss or abandonment. You know, religions change over time. And some people would consider being Christian and doing energy work is completely compatible, and some don't. It just depends what's there. But it also feels like in what he said to you, there was a bit, it was a rejection of your very being. Do you know what I mean? Did you feel that?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, you are not good enough, and I'm afraid of you.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
the part of you that felt that, let's go ahead and love that part. Because you are lovable. You are good enough. Let's let all of your parts believe that. It may be him that is limited. So all the parts of yourself that you funded in this belief that he wanted to marry you and that you wanted to marry him and you'd be happy if you were together. I want you to bring those into your heart and let's love that. Can you do that? How are you doing? Good. Yeah.
Trying to bring it all in.
Yeah. And it's starting to synthesize a little, but we need to sync it up a little more. I want that split completely healed. So this is the part of you that, let's see, what is the right word? There's some hopefulness in there, and there's also a little bit of leaving the center to go with this. So bring all that back. All those parts that left yourself, abandon yourself. And I want you to bring all the time, spaces, and dimensions, how many times you gave yourself away to another and allowed yourself to destabilize because of it. And several million times, Isla. So go ahead and bring those in. It's not a problem, the number, by the way, but this is a great opportunity. So let's bring all these fractal pieces in and let's love them. All the times you gave yourself away. You take a deep breath. How are you feeling?
It's hard to do this, but I feel a little lighter.
Okay. Well, the part that feels like it's hard, let's go ahead and love those parts. The part that doesn't want to give up on the dream, let's love those parts. So we want to be neutral about this dream, because there's a lot of energy in that dream. So let's bring it back to neutral. And one of the things that you do when you fall for somebody is you let a lot of your energy go to them. And I want you to practice having your energy with you rather than funding them so much. He probably still feels you around him all the time. So I'd like you to bring all your energy back. Ironically, when you bring your energy back, that's the only time they can miss you. They can't miss you. Your energy's all around them all the time. I've done a lot of sessions on people where we disconnected them from another person, and that's when the person decides to come back after the disconnection, because they thought what was their energy was, they didn't realize who you were because they just had that energy all the time. So go ahead and just bring everything back that's there. For anyone splitting up, this is a very important exercise. Just pull all your energy back. And this even goes for family members. You know, you have a codependent relationship or things are a little awry with, you know, your mother, your sister, your brother. Just keep bringing your energy back. Keep bringing it back. Okay. So the part of you that can't believe that he said that, let's love that part. Your strongest relationship is going to be when someone seeks you out. Did you know that?
No.
Yes, this is going to happen to you. This is going to be when somebody really notices you and really wants to be with you. They are looking for you.
And he's not the one.
I don't know if he is. What I don't want for you to do is to go through this pain of, I mean, it's almost like you're going to have to take him through what he calls a conversion. I mean, I'm assuming this is a very fundamentalist type of Christian belief.
I'm not even quite sure because he hasn't really like given me the depths of his belief, but he definitely was like, the only way to God is through Jesus and confessing your sins. And God told me not to do energy work. And, you know, I think it goes really, really deep down in him. But it baffled me because he's surrounded by people like me.
Right.
His best friend, so it doesn't make sense.
Right. So love the part that realizes it doesn't make sense. Let's do that now because this can really trip you up. When we realize someone isn't acting in a sensible way or the way that makes sense to us, we often give them way too much credit to come back to a reasonable thought. So I want you to love that part. So if you think about it, he actually is doing energy work if he's talking to God.
He is, totally.
And Christian, you know, what is the Christos? I mean, that's what I work with. And that's like a Christ consciousness.
Yeah.
So, and that is the way towards alignment or God. So that's how I read it. But not everybody believes that way. In fact, quite a few of my relatives don't believe that way. I would be horrified if I said that. But whatever they say, I'm fine with, because I know I work with Christ consciousness. Okay, take a deep breath. And that's what I call a Christos. Okay, just think, slow. We have to allow him his journey. And for those of you who are struggling with someone, having gone through something similar to this, go ahead and put him in an infinite loop and yourself in the other side. And I suggest that this be your contact with him for now, in that infinite loop where you allow, you know, yourself to bring yourself back and him to bring himself back, because some part of him wants to make you, your beliefs less than his beliefs. And he's really dealing with a really a good and evil dichotomy rather than weak and strong. And he's really invested there, right? So if you go into a relationship with him, someone who has not solved that, you end up being the bad guy. And I don't think you really want to live your life that way, do you?
Not at all.
So if this shifts, it's because he shifted that. I think that's the only hope for this being a happy ending. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because sooner or later, that's going to come out and bite you. So he would have to really, really transcend that thinking.
I wish he would. Can I hold space for him to do that? I love this man.
I know. You can. I don't know what you mean by hold space, but I wouldn't put energy into it. I would make an abundance claim. I wouldn't. You don't have to make any rules, but you might want to make an abundance playground for your best partner to show up.
Yeah.
Just make one separate for that and just turn it up to the universe as to who that is. Let that do the work. Let that hold the space, because I don't want you to waste your energy, because you have other things you're trying to do in your life.
Yeah.
I don't want any part of your being doing this, but you could set a playground up in a corner. This is for my my partner to show up and let it go.
Okay.
That's the best. You know, letting it go is always the last and best phase before something shows up. So, but don't hang on it being him, honey, because when someone is that deep into that, don't be in charge of getting them to change. Don't. He's got to do that completely and thoroughly. And even if he thought he did, he would likely backtrack a bit here and there and retreat. You see, when people go into fear, they go into their deepest and darkest parts. And he does this is what he's showing you who he is, showing you what's in his basement. And what's in that basement is you're not going to be good enough. And you might be evil and destructive to his life. And how do people treat things that are evil and destructive to their lives? Not well.
Not very well.
Yeah. So can he transcend that? Of course he can. But it's not your job to do it for him. He's already made you that, the other. And since you've been made the other, you're not the person who can do it. He just basically told you you're not good enough. And I want you to love that part that knows that. That's what he said.
God.
Good. You're good. So I want you to bring in all the parts of yourself that have ever been rejected like this, and everyone can do this, the parts that have been rejected for not being right or good enough, and let's love them. And who can decide if you're right or good enough? It's you. It's your alignment. Ah, sweetie. So how does that feel to make a little garden for the best partner to show up?
Yeah.
Can this be three stones and a flower? Can be something simple. And then bless it, go through all the steps, which won't take you very long. You know how to do this. And then let it go. Because that's big magic. The letting go is the biggest magic. Set the energy, set the intention, set the goal, and let it go. And then let that work. That's the universe conspiring in your favor. That's what that is. And everyone should do that. If you have something unattended, I think I announced in the Facebook group that I just split up my abundance garden. I got one of the big things, and I had several things on it, and I split it up. And I did a separate garden for the things that had not come through, and I upgraded my financial one when that came through. And you can do that.
Okay.
But the big magic is letting go. I want you to say that to yourself a lot, because that's what brings it to you. And you've been in the struggle before, you know, where you're waiting for someone else to prove how lovable you are and to see your worth. You want someone to know your worth from a million miles away without any question, right? That's what you really want. That part of you that needs to prove that you're worthwhile. Love her. Love her. If they don't think I'm lovable, maybe I'm not. So keep loving that part. There's a lonely part in there, Isla. Do you know? Do you feel that lonely part?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to scoot to the next call, but I want you just to stream that love. And let me know how you're doing.
Wow. Thank you for all the time. Thank you, everyone. I love you, Sherry. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay. Let's see. 413. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Sherry. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have an issue with creating these playgrounds and actually trying to set something up, because I seem to be really plugged into old patterns of asking for something, and then it doesn't turn out to be what you think it's going to be. And so it's almost like I'm afraid to ask for anything at all.
Oh, interesting. Tell me about what happened when you asked for something and something not so good showed up.
Well, it's like it doesn't, I guess it doesn't give me what I think it's going to give me.
Okay.
And so I find that I have a hard time directing my energy. Instead, it's like, well, I'll just let the universe bring to me, because the universe knows better than I do.
Right. And that's what the garden is. Did you know that? That's what the garden is. The garden is letting go and letting the universe bring it to you. So how specific you get is completely up to you. Like when I just spoke to Isla, I didn't say, put this guy on that abundance. No way did I do that. But she has a right to have a partner, and that's her deepest wish. So she can go ahead and set up an abundant for the abundance playground for the right partner. I put up once financially for financial goals, and I'm completely neutral. I'm okay if I'm disappointed by it. And because I'm so okay if I'm disappointed by it, and sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I have to completely clear that over and over again. But once I get neutral about it, it's just a fun thing I did. It's a playground. So you have to take the seriousness out of it. We have to be neutral to whatever the heck happens. What we're doing is playing with quantum theory and allowing the garden to deliver to us. That's it. It's just like a playground. That's why we called it that. It's just for fun. And it's amazing how easy it is, because usually our brains walk around with all these ideas of what it should be and what it should look like. And this is just a way of opening up the quantum field just a little stronger, just a little bit, just to allow something to happen in a grounded way for us. You don't have to do the playground. You can just stay open. You know, there's no requirement. It was just a tool that I gave for people to experiment with. And that's what it should be. You should go through it with that kind of attitude. Let's see. And then what comes up when you say, let's see? Why is that? Why are you resistant to that? And it's because you've been so disappointed in the past.
Yeah.
And so let's bring in all the parts that have been disappointed by what you requested.
Okay, I think that's exactly it right there, that I'm afraid to ask for anything because feeling disappointed is, to me, like one of the worst feelings.
Yeah. So if you're afraid to be disappointed, then you no longer have resilience or a flexibility in what happens, and you're not changing on a dime. You're also frozen. You're not moving. You know, your energy isn't moving if you're afraid to be disappointed. So bring it. So everyone, let's bring in the parts of ourselves that are fearful of disappointment. The ones that are afraid to be seen differently and to act differently. Okay, so I'm seeing quite a few disappointments. So let's love these parts. I'm going to call it a past life because I don't have a better word for it, but we could also call it an other dimensional reality where I'm seeing that you're writing a letter in desperate circumstances, asking for assistance for someone who could easily give it. And you never got a return letter. So let's go ahead and love that part that's vibrating there and bring her back. The one who was very hopeful in writing the letter. And the one that was disappointed when she kept checking the mail and it never returned. Can you stream that love into her?
Yes.
You're very comfortable being there. So let's just bring that forward. Love the part that's comfortable being stuck in fear of disappointment. Strengthening your core to accept these parts. There you go. Can you feel how more, you're not quite there yet, but can you feel how more empowered you're beginning to feel there with that when you get these parts back? Now take a deep breath, strengthening the core, all the parts of you that ever were stuck in disappointment and a fear of disappointment. Now, if you really weigh how much time you've been disappointed versus being afraid of disappointment, the fear of disappointment is more energy than the disappointment. So the fear of disappointment, bring that in. The times you've been disappointed, the times you've been mad at God for not delivering it the way you expected it to come. How are you doing?
I'm good. The song from Mamma Mia kept coming through. Take a chance on me. Take a chance on love.
That's beautiful.
It was. Very light.
So you're not done yet. I can see a lot of things moving. But can you just keep that flow going and just have some fun with it? you know, the sky does not fall if it didn't turn out the way you wanted. It's an experiment. Think of it as an experiment or a play. But go through all the steps and let it go.
Okay.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's talk to another caller. Okay. 424. Hello. Hi. Area code 424.
Am.
Hi, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Yeah, this is Naoko.
Hi, how are you? Naoko,
I'm fine,
right?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
Right now, I'm sorry about my accent. I have a really tough time because in the past weeks, I've been doing some kind of overeating stuff that I can't stop. And what happened is I'm so worried about my future. Mm-hmm. And I've got a job offer. However, I didn't need to turn it down because I sense the slavery or kind of very darkness from the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm actually receiving the job counseling. But the counselor really kind of put me down for some reasons. What I really want to do is I like to do a healing work as a full time, but I am not confident whether or not I can make it like I used to do. So all things are coming to me at this moment, and this, I do think that this makes me want to eat more in order to numb my feelings or my fears.
Right.
But I need the money to take care of myself.
Right.
But
do you feel this like spiral here?
I have too much stuff going on.
Yeah, yeah. So too much stuff. Take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Take a deep breath.
Yes.
So you're in healing work. You're in energy work. You know that the power is in your center and your core. Let's return to that. All the places where you gave your power away, let's return to that. Let's get those back and love those pieces. All the fractal pieces, there's many. Billions coming back to you now. So this is what I see with you. You're pretty good at getting empowered, but you're also really good at letting it go and disintegrating again. And this is what sets it off. You start your downward spiral by thinking about what happened in the past and being afraid of the future. So let's go find the parts of yourself that are angry and disempowered by the past. I think we did this on a private call, but there's a little more there. Attached to a specific individual, we don't have to name them, and we're going to bring that back. All of your energy that's there, funding him rather than you, bring that energy back. Your energy, we can just let, just disengage. Here you go. All those fractal pieces invite back because your power is within you, not with him. You have a lot of memories of being empowered there, not where you are. So all the parts of yourself that remember that and haven't caught up to your new reality, let's love those parts. And the parts that are projected way out in the future and hypersensitive to new offers. Let's go ahead and bring those in. Okay, there's a part of you holding on to the past within your body. I'm going to let that go into the light. Return that wherever it goes. There's a sense of being cursed by this organization you left. I'm going to strengthen you to that and delete all the energy patterns that you're still holding, little poisonous places in you. Let that go. Stream the light. So this healing career you're looking for. We always start with ourselves. Remember, we always put our face mask on before we put it on to the person next to us. And so that's the same for this healing business you want to do. You want to take all those skills you know, and you want to get yourself back into balance. And you can do that really fast. It's going to take a few days of consistency to start building the foundation that seems to have crumbled under you. But I want you to keep using that energy and strengthen yourself. One time when I was in Hawaii, I left this amazing organization that I made a lot of money, and I needed to start completely anew. I didn't know how I was going to pay my rent. I didn't know what was going to happen. And I heard to go work for an organization that I could not even believe I was told to go work for. I was like, are you kidding me? My mental state was in complete disbelief, but I'm sure my source was playing with me pretty good. And I went there. I got a job immediately, and it turned out that I made twice as much money in half the amount of time. And I still, 5 years after that part, it was always a part-time job. But 5 years later, I was still making, and then I was mad at it because I didn't know how to leave because it paid so much for half the time. So you need to listen deeply. And anytime you're feeling, I need you to go into your deep grounded state. You're kind of ungrounded. Let's get you grounded. I want you to bring in the part of yourself that's used to another person being your power, a family, an organization, the man that you worked for. Bring all those back and love those parts. The parts that are dependent about this coming from somewhere else. And this is where you disconnect from source. You have a strong pattern of giving to others to help their career instead of your own. So you're going to need to love that completely through to be self-dependent. Independent, I should say. Here we go. There's some broken alignment here. So I'm going to go into some energies above your head. And I'm going to do that for anyone else that feels a little broken. Here we go. So your concept of source has an interference with the people that you used to work with, that organization. So I need to upgrade that for you on a deeper level. So here we go. Looks like there are about 5 other people on the call who are asked or in a future call that are asking for this. So we'll do that now. There's a past life habit or pattern of getting thrown out and crawling back. So I want you to love that part that's trying to crawl back. Love her. So when you're in emotional eating, what's happening is you're looking for the energy that you're not getting from source. And a carbohydrate is so much faster to feel energy move and flow. So there's a part of you that's feeling this need to get the energy. And so I want to strengthen you to the craving to be for your alignment first. And as we love this part that craves in this way, let's go ahead and love it. she doesn't want to feel yet. And she secretly hopes that something will show up like what she had before. So let's keep loving her. So I'm going to do a quick strengthening, 100% infinite potential for the money, the career, the opportunity, and opening more doors. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I truly do feel calm.
Good.
And also, thank you very much for helping me to... How I can say this one, that I accept the whole parts of myself that I used to deny or did not
yes.
accept.
Right.
But since I've got the session from you, you know, the January, whenever there is something just coming up or showing up, I do immediately accept the part, no matter what it looks like or how I feel. And I'm so grateful that now I can accept myself no matter what, positive or negative whatsoever.
Right.
And this really does help me myself.
Right.
And I truly do appreciate. I truly do love myself.
Good.
Yes.
So let's, so remember we talked about earlier about how, you know, the alignment is consistent. The love is always given there. It's our experience, our memories, our behaviors, our patterns that start twisting it. So we want to stay in that alignment and just make that choice. Now there is another one I'm going to give you, and I need to move on to another caller, but I want you to go to the part that is a little oversensitive. And it might have been, I don't know what was going on with this other business, but sometimes you do have to take things that aren't 100% perfect. But I want you to love that part that was really trying to protect you. So bring her in so she's not oversensitive. So bring in the part that had all those concerns about the offer and love that. And they may have been genuine, but she's kind of hyperactive, I feel. So love her because she might – continue to create situations that you have to turn down.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Our next caller is 512. Hello.
Hi. Nice.
Who is this?
This is Lana.
Lana, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I actually kind of lost track of my question other than I was just kind of sorry, so this is kind of hard for me to articulate because I was very far away. Kind of.
Okay.
But, yeah. But when you said something a few minutes ago about opening doors, that kind of like rumbled some stuff in my heart and my uterus. So, like, and I know that sounds weird, so forgive me for that, but for the rest of the group. But, so whatever tracking patterns there that will help me be back and grounded and clear, whatever that is, so.
Okay, so it's about opening doors. Did that feel like an opening for you, or did it feel like it scared you?
Yeah, it felt like it opened something, but I'm having a little hard time articulating because I felt so far away. I felt like I was standing underwater inside of a pyramid, and I was like, oh, okay.
Okay. Great. That sounds fun.
All right,
so I'll have to try that this afternoon. Okay, so let's strengthen you to whatever that open door thing is.
Yeah, it was huge. Yeah, it was huge. And then it felt like it opened something in the aorta in my heart, and then it was went to my uterus. And I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, so we'll balance everything. Do a balance. Heart to uterus, uterus to balance. Okay. So I'm going to delete any limiting open doors for you. Any part you've ever lived where something was opened that was too soon for you, incorrect for you, out of alignment for you, not quite resonant with you, anything that's just not quite right. Let's go ahead and close and align. Close or align, balance and align.
That feels perfect.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, things get opened inadvertently or intentionally in good intentions, but don't quite resonate because not every opening is correct for every person. Okay, so, okay, I feel like this other energy on you that you feel a little out of yourself. Did you feel out of yourself before the call or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I just line you up to you?
Please.
Okay. Okay, Lana. And so everyone who has been aligned incorrectly, let's strengthen you 100% infinite potential to your own divine alignment. It's never the same for one person to the next. It's not. This isn't like a, you know, there's not a one-size-fits-all alignment. But there are some things about it. One is we connect to source. Each one of us have different grids that we work on. We have specific ones. We're not all on the same. Here we go. All right, so I'm going to align you to all that's correct for you.
And that's bringing me back. Yeah, that, I felt like I was coming back in from outer space.
Okay.
And it was connecting in through my throat. So communication was opening up. That felt good.
Okay, good.
I was sleeping right before the call started, and the dolphins literally woke me up. They, like, tapped me, and I was like, oh, I need to wake up and listen to this call.
Oh. I'm so glad you did. Are you feeling better?
It's just I don't want to scare everybody that I'm a major space cadet. I was literally sound asleep. So.
Oh no, that's fine. So there's more clearing, and I'm just going to let that continue to clear. It's like you've taken on, or were included in something that isn't quite for you, or something. It feels like that. So I'm just opening, just bringing you back.
Okay.
So, you know, in a perfect situation, you know, you can be in a group that you're not even a part of energetically, but it doesn't shift you. You're able to be you in that group and not just co-opted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, it probably has to do with the fact that I'm stepping out of one role, you know, at work, leaving, and I'm about to leave a job and open a business,
okay.
And so feeling okay. Like I'm in two places, and one of them feels like a real energetic mismatch for me, my old one.
Yes.
So it's probably related to that because there's some grief there, and like, oh, do I have to do this again?
Okay.
You know?
Well, love that part that's feeling that grief. Just love
yeah.
it. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller. This is going to be our last caller because I'm going to need to take a break here. Let's go 780.
Hi, Sherry. This is Myrna.
Hey, Myrna. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a really interesting call.
How so?
Well, it started off really high, and then when the callers came on, I got really fearful and disjointed, and thank God for the last caller because I feel like I'm starting to come back.
Okay, so Myrna, so sometimes that happens. So I always do my calls such that people can, like, if you feel like open and juicy, you can jump off, you know, when I start taking the calls. Also, you want to stay in your alignment and separate. So let's go ahead and align you back too. And then all the places you were too open and pull and letting other people's stuff come in, let's delete that. And for everyone else, all the things that you took in that were not yours, let's delete. And then let's bring in the things that were triggered. What got triggered on these calls? What felt down to you?
Well, that actually brought a question to me because when I get triggered like that, I'm assuming it's my own stuff. It's not anybody else's. So,
right.
You know,
it's
then
often
I try.
A little of those. Yeah.
Yeah. So I try and work through them as you're working with the other person as well.
Uh huh.
So
what came up?
Okay. Well, first of all, before the call.
So we can trigger somebody else. Okay,
no. Oh, I'm thinking, oh, no.
I'm kidding. Okay, but what is it?
I was feeling very fearful that I couldn't do it. I couldn't succeed.
Okay, great. That's a good one. Thank you. Okay,
yeah.
So everyone who feels like you cannot succeed, go ahead and invite those parts of your fractal soul piece in. That it's successes for you and someone else. Are you the one standing outside the door looking in? Why don't you feel like you can succeed?
I don't know. I keep seeing myself as a young child that I don't have the tools. I don't have the power. I don't have and I'm out of control or something. Like I just don't feel like I'm able to succeed.
Okay. Out of control is not it. Ability. You doubt your ability? Let's bring in the parts that feel like you don't have the ability. I do see you as a small child trying to do what her brothers did. It looks like in a cobbler shop, and you weren't very skilled at all. And you were told repeatedly, you're just not good enough, this isn't right for you. And they were very successful, but you really took it to heart that you could never actually live up to their success. So all the time, spaces, and dimensions, you could not live up to success. Let's love those parts. All right, so dolphins. Seeing them around you, actually. We're going to do a heart clearing. So let's do this for everybody. Let's go through the heart and all the places that you're just sick, that you cannot succeed, and you are believing what someone else ever told you in any lifetime, space, or dimension. Any place your energy was co-opted for the success of another. The feeling of being tied and held back. Let's love those parts. Myrna, what's going on with you?
I just feel really sad.
Okay. So when you love that sad part with unconditional love, what comes up?
Oh, it's like over in my mind, I keep hearing, I don't know how to fix it.
Let's love the part that doesn't know how to fix it. The mind never knows how to fix it, by the way. So it's not a mental thing.
Yeah, and I feel shame.
Okay, let's love the part that feels shame. So the dolphins are going deeper into that shame. I'm feeling them kind of push it. So what's coming up with that? They're unlocking it.
Mm.
So there's a ruby light in there. Let's go ahead and bring the soul fractal piece It's ready to return. Strengthen your core so it can accept it. Okay. Anyone feeling they can't fix it, go ahead and love those parts. So there's some grids regrowing within your being right now that do remember how, what to do next. Tell me how you're feeling, though.
Oh, right now I'm just feeling love.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling, like, for the first time, I'm feeling like I'm not alone.
Oh, wow. Just love these parts, and let's strengthen. Okay, I think this is like the third person that I had to redo the alignment. So let's upgrade everybody's alignment. There must be a major upgrade today. So letting the crystalline grid connect to source all the way down to body. All the old fears are dismissed. We're loving the fractal pieces that belong within the grid that funded elsewhere. How are you doing?
Good. I feel like I've been in a dungeon all my life and somebody's kind of opened the door and I'm walking up dark stairs, but I'm a little fearful that I can see light and hear laughter. It's kinda,
good.
Yeah, it's very good, but it's also very terrifying.
Okay, I love the part that's terrified. Sometimes terror is like a paper tiger. Do you know what I mean by that? Like, it used to be the scary thing, but we got it. We just know it's an echo. That terror cannot compare to our love and alignment, because that's where we're choosing to be, to align. And that's where our asset is, our greatest asset.
I'm starting to feel stronger.
Good. Congratulations, Myrna. All right. I did say I wasn't going to take any more calls, but I'm going to take one more.
Oh, thank you so much, Sherry. Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome. Okay, thank you. I don't know what is coming up on our next call, but let's find out. 805. Hello. Are you there? 805? Santa Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. I had to unmute. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Who is this?
Katie.
Katie, hi.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. This has been such a great call, Sherry.
Oh, thank you.
It's just given me so much more. I mean, that last alignment that you just did just really helped. Help me personally. I just am so feeling so grateful.
Fabulous, Katie.
So, all the last four or so callers, I feel such an affinity for what they've said, and I have been recently in a position where some friends have asked to see my artwork, and there is this terror in me from past. Situations of, oh my gosh, this is so weird. I'm feeling teary. who do you think you are? I'm afraid to show my artwork because of something going awry, and I'm seeing that what happens is I leave my core.
Yeah.
And, so I was, before this came up, I was going to say, I needed help with, you know, just coming down to the Dantian, but I see that it's this underbelly of this quantum field that is such love, and I'm afraid to put it out there to be shattered, you know.
Ah, let's love this part that's afraid to be shattered.
Okay.
So let's bring in all the shattered pieces that don't want any more shattering.
Okay.
And they're resisting what happens next because they remember being
mm-hmm.
shattered. Let's love the memories of all the times we've all been shattered. Everyone who would like to participate, please bring in the parts that were ever shattered. Nice. All right. So there's a lot of energy that left before the shattering. Some parts of ourselves, they know what's about to happen and they go. Let's invite them back. Let's strengthen you back to accept the aspects of your soul that left before the shattering and see if they'd like to play in your playground again. And you strengthen your core to accept them. Beautiful. Okay, there you go. Ah, coming in like a parade now. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling so much better.
How are you feeling with that voice? Who do you think you are?
I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling like I'm Katie.
Okay, great. So let's just love any remnants that are stuck in the shock of being told that.
Ugh.
And bring those back so they can be with Katie.
Yeah, I think it because it was you know, familial and parents that there was this primal abandonment, you know.
Right. Right.
What, you know, why won't you let me love you kind of thing of.
Right.
You know, I need, and sort of undoing myself so that I wouldn't be.
You wouldn't be a threat.
Yeah.
So go ahead and love the parts that had to unwind yourself, disempower yourself. Disintegrate yourself, play small so you could be their idea of who they thought you were, which really was a projection of how little they thought of themselves. But let's just go ahead and love all the parts that had to shift and change and break in order to please someone else. We never want to do that.
No.
That's a long road home. We can do it. We allow ourselves to do it. All of us have. But when we see the signs, we're just not going to go there. Strengthen your core. Okay, I see something else coming in for you. I think that's part of the rest of this weekend dolphin upgrade thing. So here we go. For you or everyone. Okay. Thank you very much, Katie.
Thank you, Sherry.
Okay, let's go ahead. Say hi again.
That was just huge. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Love you.
Love you too. Okay, everyone, I want to just do some finishing work, and this is going to happen throughout the day. So let me hear what's coming up. Sometimes I don't know till I need to know, so let me hear just a second. So we'll be working with dolphin energies the rest of the day. In the final part of the energy transmission that's been part of this 23-day part, you're going to see, or you might see, but you might feel, you might experience, or nothing, but there's going to be a lot of color that I work with. I work with color that not everybody can see. It's almost impossible to figure out what that is because I see it and other people don't. I don't know how to bridge that. But there is, it's going to be quite beautiful. It will sustain prosperity. And I'm hearing that it's going to work with you. Let me check how long. Another 15 days past this. So take a deep breath, everyone. Enjoy the dolphins. Even though dolphin is essential energy is blissful and wonderful, that bliss also brings up all the places we're not blissful. So just keep the love going and let that energy just keep making you stronger. The stronger you are, the more your core is strong, the more you can be prosperous. And I'd like to open the lines so we can all say goodbye and thank you, everybody. Aloha, everyone.
Aloha.
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 Thank you.
Bye. Thank you,
Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Welcome. Bye.
Aloha pono.
Thank you all.
Aloha pono. All right. Bye-bye.
Next one.